everyone. Welcome to the Snapcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm Alex.
And we are finally back. It's been a couple weeks. So Adobe was giving me issues. Don't want to get too far into it, but 127 will be going up and 128 will also be going up probably like back to back here. Since we've been gone, we've had a whole bunch of stuff happen. We've had cheating at the Pro Tour. We've had the debacle that was the Mythic Edition and more. But first, as always, Alex, how have you been? What have you been up to?
You know what? I haven't been playing a lot of Magic. I'm not going to lie to you.
No? That's all right.
Nah, I wasn't super impressed with War of the Spark and the standard that has come from it.
Yeah, it can get frustrating. And I mean, now that we see the decks here for this Magic Pro League Spark thing, we have an idea of what the meta really is.
And it's not great.
No, it's not. Not one bit.
What have you been up to, Rob?
I have been grinding away at Arena. I'm up in Diamond. I made it to Diamond 3 with Gruul. And I've been running into a whole bunch of just ridiculous control. I played one deck, and they had seven back-to-back answers for my creatures to include Edict effects, too. So things like Gnawhide Ferox isn't that great whenever I have to sacrifice a creature, and he's my only one on board.
But, are they actually playing like Liliana's Triumph or something?
Angrath's Rampage, Liliana's coming down. Just, yeah, a whole bunch of random stuff like that. And the one for ones over time, I like to think I'm in the lead, but I'm not. So,
yeah.
Other than that, folks came into town. That was nice seeing them. They let us go on a date night, went and saw Endgame. That was a blast.
Yeah, man. Endgame's great.
Been kind of disappointed with Game of Thrones.
Extremely.
And,
kind of.
Yeah. But there's a new HBO series out. I'll go ahead on this real quick. And it's called Chernobyl. And if you haven't seen it, definitely take a look at it. Don't be afraid of nuclear power from it. This was the absolute worst case scenario of everything. But so far, episode one was a great depiction on just how it can go so horribly wrong and what happens when you don't take proper action.
All right. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's definitely a blast if you have HBO. I mean, I know people are only going to have HBO for like two more weeks. And then they're going to cancel their accounts. HBO stock is going to plummet, so sell while it's high.
What do you mean if you don't? Pirate Bay is still a thing.
Right, that's if you don't Pirate Bay. But another quick announcement here. Our streaming schedule is set. We are now streaming 7 days a week. Or sorry, 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. We take Saturdays off mostly. And it's going to be between myself, Matt, and Tyler. Tyler's probably going to be mainly on Modern. And maybe a little bit of Standard 2, Magic Online. I'm grinding away on Arena. Might be picking up some Magic Online. And it's been a blast. We got some really cool stuff coming up. We got the MCQ this weekend in South Orlando. I might go to it. I don't know. We found a good team deck. And we'll talk more about it. Patrons, you guys should have access to the deck list already. So if you're not a patron and you want to see this deck list early, go check it out. Otherwise, we're going to wait a couple weeks because it's really not out there yet. So we're hoping to spike the MCQ with this. It's crazy. Turn three kills. It's good stuff.
Nice.
But last announcement, then we have our bundle giveaway winner brought to you by Camden Battlegrounds. And this was for anybody who listens to our podcast, free to enter. We give different rules on how to do it. This time it was tell us your favorite planeswalker and, you know, why. And it's not like a judgment of, oh, we don't think that's a good planeswalker. We just pick somebody at random. And this week's winner, or this set's winner, I should say, because we do this every set, is Chris Jurtiser. So congratulations. Please be sure to reach out to us with your shipping information so we can get this mailed out to you as soon as possible. And for those who are curious, his favorite planeswalker is Gideon because he's able to get down fast, presents a clock, and giving something else, lifelink or vigilance or indestructible, is just wonderful. And he won a lot of pre-release games with the new Gideon.
He also dead.
Yeah, he D-E-D dead. He did get to ride Rakdos before he died, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but like, is it though?
No. Poor Gideon.
I mean, it's his own fault. He should just let Liliana die.
Yeah.
I'm fine with a new black planeswalker.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Now they're just gonna make a Johnny the White planeswalker again, like instead of give us something new.
Elspeth the Wanderer might make a bigger appearance. We don't know.
I'm actually upset that card's not black-white, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I understand they were going to have Soren, so they didn't want two black-whites, but come on.
So, coming up, we have the Magic Pro League. And what this is it provides streaming content for the Magic Pro League players, as well as like a nice tournament that they're going to be doing for a guaranteed spot at day two of Mythic Championship 3. And Mythic Championship 3 is the Magic Arena Mythic Championship. And there's only going to be, I think, like 52 players in this, 20 of which are going to come out of the MCQ weekend. Or sorry, Mythic Qualification Weekend, MQW. There's too many abbreviations. It's like the military anymore.
True statement.
And the Magic Pro League members, all 31 of them, soon to be 32 again. We'll get to that here in a little bit. And it's great because, again, it's guaranteed prize support at this Arena MCQ. Last place is going to get $7,500. First place, I think, is... I don't think it's a quarter million this time. I think it's only $100,000, but still...
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah, it's real good money for playing some arena. But they released the decks, and we kind of alluded to this. It's awful. I would not want to play in this one bit.
No. So I mean, they have a breakdown here for us, which is Azorius Aggro, which is basically mono white, splashing now to Fairy Time Cop in the main. We got six of those. We got six expert controls. We have four mono red, four mono white, which is still sideboarding blue spells.
Yep.
Three Esper midrange, which are basically Esper control. One Rakdos Aggro, which is actually just mono red, splashing for some black cards in the sideboard. Then one Bant midrange, one Gruul Aggro, one Sultai midrange, and one Dimir control.
I feel sorry for the midrange players.
Yeah. Like, the majority of this is mono white, mono red, Esper control.
Yeah.
And it is... Only, like, there's the one Dimir, and the rest are Esper. There's no Jeskai control. There's no blue-white or anything. That is straight Esper.
Yeah, no, it's...
I get it. This is a small sample, and they're trying to play the odds of what they think other people and stuff are going to play, but this is not diverse at all.
Not one bit. I mean, there's no tokens. There's no Nexus.
And it is the best of three tournaments, so the Nexus is legal.
Yep.
I'm actually surprised at that because Simic Nexus is actually good with Tamiyo.
Yeah.
Because the Tamiyo minus just keeps getting root snares back and the plus actually finds relevant things.
Right. No feather decks, no Judith decks. Like, there's a lot of really good decks out there still that could be represented, but they're not.
Yeah, there's one Gruul and it's not even like Pig Boy. It's just kind of traditional midrange Gruul.
And I think that's grossly wrong. For anybody who's caught me on stream or have seen any of the videos that I've posted to YouTube, Pig Boy is wonderful.
Yeah.
Slamming in Pig Boy with Galta or Ronus or Ravager Worm, whatever it may be, Palaka Worm, continuously gaining 7 life. It's so good.
Yeah. So I don't know, man.
No, at least it's not that standard duos.
True. It's a better format because it's best three, but now it's just a rancid metagame.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same match over and over and over. Yeah. Like, different players, but the same matchup. Like, it's just going to be Esper on mono wider all day. Like, I don't know. I am excited about who's commentating, though. It's Brian Kibler, Cedric Phillips, and Becca Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And then even more, too, if you look at, you got LSV in here, Marshall Sutcliffe, Paul Cheon.
Paul Rietzel.
Yep. There's so many good commentators that are going to be involved with this.
The three I mentioned are specifically for this first one on Saturday.
Yes. Yep. And that's going to start at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So if you want, tune in for that.
And yep.
No, that's going to be definitely a blast to play, or to watch. Now, is it just going to be one division playing, or are we going to see a whole bunch of these divisions playing? Do you know?
I mean, it lists all four divisions with a feature match, so I imagine they're going to go between different divisions.
Okay.
Like, I imagine they'll show the Pearl division, Char, Shinhar versus Brian Dipbenduin, which they said is their video feature, and then they'll go into the Sapphire division, Ray Saito versus Autumn Burchett, and then, you know, go that way.
All right.
So you'll probably see four matches, one from each division, and then maybe some extra, because some people have to play twice.
Yeah.
Like in Sapphire, Autumn has to play twice, and so does Rei Saito.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be interesting, definitely, to just see, you know, how they're making Magic and Arena mainly an eSport.
Yes.
I'm sad, though, we're not going to have, like, the grand entrances with the pyrotechnics going off.
I am not sad.
The awkward poses, the startled looks on their face, like, oh, crap, they're doing this.
Yeah, that was it happened.
Yeah.
It was a thing.
Something else that was a thing, the Mythic Edition sales. So last Wednesday, May 1st, Mythic Edition War of the Spark went on sale. Limited supply of 12,000 units worldwide. You had to buy from the Hasbro store on eBay, so you had to make sure you had everything on eBay set, ready to go, credit card information hopefully saved, because you only had about 5 minutes to buy it. It was just a huge failure. I guess they kicked back a whole bunch of sales initially because they didn't take into account like sales tax or something, so they canceled a whole bunch of orders. But then people were still able to buy and get kind of a pseudo confirmation and then cancellation. At one point, I think it registered that 40,000 units were sold. Clearly, that's not a thing because there were only 12. So a whole bunch of people then throughout the next couple of hours started getting these. You actually did not get this email. And they were going for $250, a really good price for what was in there. We had the full art Jason Mind Sculptor, Ugin, just those two by itself almost doubled the value of the box. And then, what was it, I think 2 days ago, they put out how they're apologizing pretty much because they realized it was a huge failure. There's a class action lawsuit currently in place to try to get more money back from WotC or something. I'm not sure how it's going to go. But this wasn't the first time that we've seen things fail like this. And in the past, we've gotten box toppers as a reward, or not really a reward, but an apology. This time, though, they missed the mark hard. So first, you get $20 eBay credit. Woo. $20.
I mean, I'm not on eBay, and if I was, it'd just be for this.
Right. So, like. And then you get every mythic and rare from War of the Spark foiled. All on one sheet.
Uncut.
Uncut.
Just like Rob.
Thanks. And that's both to WotC and you. The good thing about the box topper was there was so many people that wanted to get that box topper. You could sell that, turn it. Sometimes you open the lily and you got to make 200 some odd dollars, or you got the Lava Claw Reach and you had to pay somebody to take it. But there were people out there who really wanted that stuff. A significant amount of Magic players wanted those box toppers. What am I going to do with a full sheet of foil rares and mythics from War of the Spark? I'm going to frame it, put it up on the wall, and be like a constant reminder of why I should never order Mythic Edition stuff.
Right.
Thankfully, my credit card information didn't get saved on eBay, so I didn't even have a chance to have my hopes go up and get dashed. Instead, they were just immediately dashed by the loading screen on eBay as thousands of people tried ordering multiple boxes.
Right.
So I won't be getting one of these. A couple people in our local store will, because they got, hey, you got it. No, you didn't. Here's your apology. So we might have one in the office. I think someone's already said, hey, I can keep one in here for as long as I live in this place. So that's kind of cool, I guess. But give the people something else. Like, I don't know. Hey, here's a case. Here's a couple boxes or whatever, just something other than a useless sheet of foils. And then something else got brought up. How are they shipping it? Is it going to be like a massive flat envelope, or are they going to roll it in a tube?
Yeah, maybe. How do they ship posters? They come in a tube, right?
Yeah, they come in a tube.
Yeah. I don't know. And like, the funny thing is, they went to eBay because the Hasbro site crashed last time when they tried to do Mythic Edition. So they're like, oh, we're going to go to like a tried and true site. eBay can handle the traffic. And they still messed it up.
Yep.
Actually, speaking of eBay, I do want to point something out. This was brought to my attention. I just put in the thing for you there, Rob. So with the alternate Planeswalkers from Japanese, 50% chance to get one. On top of that, you know, a lower chance to get a foil, especially on like a mythic or something.
Yes.
On eBay, with 26 bids, the Liliana Dreadhorde General from War of the Spark, alternate or foil. Take a guess how much it's at with 26 bids. People, it's actually bid up to this. It's not somebody said it this way.
With 26 bids.
Yep.
I'm going to say about $450.
$700.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they have people listing them there for 1,000. There's another one with six bids at 510.
Yeah, so we opened a box. Camden Battlegrounds was able to get a box. We opened it, and it was a blast opening that box because it's no longer, oh, what Planeswalker am I going to get, but is it going to be alternate art? Of the Planeswalkers we pulled, alternate art, it was over $300 in value.
Right.
Teferi Time Cop is a $50 alternate art. That surprised me, being an uncommon. But we ended up with 19 unique alternate art Planeswalkers. We didn't get any repeats. We did get like a non-alternate art and an alternate art of, I think, a Whatley and a Narset. But it was awesome. And if you're able to get a hold of the box, I mean, good luck now. The prices are out of control anymore, more than likely, because of what Liliana is currently being bid at. Because, yeah, $700. Now, granted, there are people on here that are absurd, like $1,400. Buy it now. But yeah, those
probably won't sell, but the fact that there's one actually being bid on and by multiple people at $700,
yeah,
that's setting like the initial price point of these cards.
Yeah, it's just, again, there's another
one a little bit further down with six bids at $510. Like, so you can just first, you know, glance, $500 is the minimum for this card.
Yeah, I think we were able to get the box for normal store prices.
No. I mean, that's if you have a store to work with. If you're individual, like, it's not happening.
Yeah, no, if you're trying to, if you're just a random Magic player and you're going on TCG Player or something like that, they don't even have any Japanese boxes listed. So I can only imagine.
You can still buy it now on eBay for like $200.
That's not too bad. Seeing like as
212, 239, 259, depending on the seller.
Yeah. Okay, that's not awful. No. Definitely make sure it's sealed. Make sure you're getting from a reputable seller.
Yeah, don't buy this one here that's like a six-pack set that just looks like somebody like shrink-wrapped it themselves.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Oh, man, I don't need to hear about people getting ripped off on this stuff because it does happen. People do repack.
And you can map. Like, there's been sets previously you can map. I don't know if this one's been confirmed if you can or not.
Yep.
But, well, actually, it might be confirmed very soon if they do send out sheets.
Yeah.
Because with the sheets, it's very easy to map boxes then.
Yep. Let's see. What else big is going on? Oh, here we go. So we talked about cheating. All right. Again, we have to bring this up. Another Pro Tour weekend passes or Mythic Championship weekend. Another cheater. And yeah, this one kind of hit big. Yuya Watanabe was caught with marked Tron cards, primarily his Tron lanes. It was round, I believe, 15. After round 15, when he got handed his disqualification, he was in top. He was top 8 contention. He was 4th place, I believe, at the moment. Or he was 4th place the previous round.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they... Go ahead.
I mean, he was good for top 8.
Yeah.
Like, he was locked in.
Yep. Magic Pro League, Hall of Famer, that, and... Comes out, he cheated. Yeah. The announcement finally came out. They completed their investigation. They looked at past videos. They looked at the games from Pro Tour London and different results in that. They issued a 2.5-year ban. 30 months, no DCI events, period. He got fired from the Magic Pro League. And I'm using the term fired because he was getting paid. I don't know if he owes back or if, like, how the payments actually worked, because it was a $75,000 contract they had. Is it paid out over, you know, 12 months?
I'm sure it's in their contract of what happens if you violate the contract.
So. Yeah. And I think the biggest kicker, this is something I've never heard of before. He was removed from the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So that's like, without a doubt, they can confirm on video coverage that he's cheated multiple times.
Yep.
Like, they don't do it for one-time offenders.
No. And again, it just, it brings in the doubt of the average Magic player. Do all the pros cheat? Is that how they stay so good? A game of chance, variance, and yes, skill is involved.
I think it's less that they're cheating to be good and more of they're pressured to be good.
Yeah.
Like, they're pressured to stay into the MPL, so they have to do what they have to do. Yep. Not that I'm condoning it. I'm just saying I think that's the mentality more so than, like, they've been cheating the whole time.
Right. And it sucks. I mean, a lot of people looked up to Yuya Watanabe. He was one of the best players out of Japan, definitely one of the top players in the world. I mean, they don't Obviously, it takes a lot to get into the Magic Hall of Fame. It took a lot to be a member of the Magic Pro League. And all it took was some marked sleeves. And then they started investigating everything else, started pulling that string. Hey, what else, you know, has he been doing? And sure enough, they slammed down this massive ban.
Yeah.
Yuya Watanabe did respond. And he seems, he's still maintaining his innocence. And that, you know, I can't believe that they would do this. They told me that it wouldn't be like this bad or something along those lines. But nah, it's cut and dry now. He is forever marked as a cheater. He's in the same books as Alex Bertoncini now, sadly.
I mean, honestly, with a 2.5 year ban, he's probably not coming back.
No.
That's a long time.
Yep. And that's everything DCI related. So, I mean, as always, just keep an eye out on your opponents for whatever it is they're doing, whether it's oddball shuffling, marked cards. Because if something seems off, bring it up.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to call a judge.
Yep.
I've had to do it once. It was awkward, but I still had to do it. It was during a Legacy event. It was the Legacy Classic at an Open. I didn't go to play the Open. I just went up to play the Classic one time. And I was playing Turbo Depths. My opponent was playing Elves. This was when Deathrite was still legal.
Okay.
And he had shocked in a Overgrown Tomb. Or not Overgrown Tomb. He had fetched twice. That's what it was. He'd lost 2 life. And I was attacking with Merit Lage for lethal, and he's activated Deathrite Shaman, said, go to 21, take 20, go to 1. I was like, no, I have you at 18. And so, like, he's like, no, I was only 19 or whatever. So I call a judge. I'm like, no, I wrote down everything. And, like, the judge went through, looked at his graveyard and stuff, and sure enough, like, he was just trying to cheese me out of that win because he had me dead on the crackback, of course.
Yeah.
So, like, people try scummy stuff all the time.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't take much. And, I mean, I had something similar to that. A guy didn't mark down a fetch that he did. He let a Boros Charm resolve, and that was lethal. He thought he was at 5. No, he was at 4. And he wanted to dispute it. And then, after he finally saw, yes, he did miss the fetch land that is in his graveyard, and I had every point of tally marked down on my score pad, he then tried to say, I want to counter that. It's like, no, you said it resolved.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the way it works.
That's why I don't write like -3 or whatever for a fetch shock. I do like fetch, then shock.
Yeah.
Like I'll take 1 off, then 2. Like I try to keep everything super neat, like on my notepad, so that nothing can go.
Yep.
You know, like if anything happens, I can go to the judge and be like, hey, look, this is exactly the order that happened.
Yeah, because cards are in the graveyard at that point, then you can show with the graveyard in your life pad what had happened.
I mean, just be more aware. Yep. Like, it sucks that we have to say that, but that's the way it is right now.
And I guess, lastly, real quick here, we can bring up, we had our first standard open over the weekend and dominated by Mono Red.
I mean, that typically what happens.
Yep. But there's also Simic Nexus in here. There's 4 in top 16. Esper Control, Esper Midrange, Bant Control, Selesnya Tokens. And then for the... William Pulliam was the winner of that, so congrats to him. And then in the Standard Classic, Grixis Control beat Bant Nexus in the finals. So it's like completely different there. And we had a Modern Classic, won by Humans. So Humans is coming back for the Humans players out there. Good job. Way to stick with the deck. The ebb and flows that is it Phoenix, of course, is still rampant, so make sure you have your surgicals and your sideboard ready to go, or main, screw it,
right? Do what you gotta do, man.
Right. So did you do any pre-release then for War of the Spark, or did you just
I did not.
Okay.
Nope.
I had a crappy pool. There was one person, they had like they had a Liliana and they had a Gideon, and it's a fairy time cop. So they pretty much had Esper.
Yeah.
And nope, they did fantastic. I did awful. So then we came in the back room and cracked a box. They tried that whole buyer's remorse thing. Or not buyer's remorse, but like shopping therapy.
Right. No, I don't know, man. This set just... It bothers me on multiple levels. Just because of all the planeswalkers and stuff. And like, games are so swingy and like... I'm just gonna avoid that limited format.
No, I don't blame it. And the good thing is you don't have to play standard really. Well, when's your Nerd Rage game championship?
Not till December.
Oh, okay. So you got plenty of time then.
Yeah, and standard, it's gonna be split at standard modern. They announced.
Okay, so it's just gonna be standard modern split, not standard modern legacy.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, the next tournament I think I'm playing is in maybe in June. They're doing a standard qualifier again, and the next day they're MCQ.
Okay.
So like back to back. So I might do that if there's a deck I even like, and then if not in July, here in my like local for me, is a modern tournament that I'll probably play.
Nice.
The same thing, the CT for Nerd Rage.
So I could, again, MCQ on Saturday, may or may not make. Our local one is on Father's Day. That kind of upsets me a little bit.
Yeah, since you're a new father.
Right. Well, also, I mean, there's a lot of dad players anyways.
Right. For sure.
And then big tournaments. We're looking at Pittsburgh as a possible event. It's a Team Unified Modern. Yeah. we're hoping a buddy of ours can pull through. He's going to be on Tron. And then it'd be Tyler and I in the other two seats. So we should be fine on a good non-overlapping decks.
Well, what date is that? June what?
Last weekend in June. So
So the first tournament, Modern Horizons, will be legal?
Yes.
Let's have fun with that.
Yeah, that's going to be
shake-ups. Like, everything's different again. Like, that's kind of one of the joys of Modern is you can know the deck list pretty easy.
Yep.
Like, there's not too much variation, maybe like one or two cards between deck lists for their own flair or spice or whatever. But when a new set is coming into Modern that's just for Modern, and there might even be a new deck, who knows, or like big additions to decks, like, I don't know if that's the one I'd go to.
Yeah. And then,
but
we got
Richmond. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, we got Team Constructed in August in Richmond, and then we have GP Indy beginning of September. Format yet to be announced.
I'll probably go to that one depending on the format.
Okay, and I mean, if not, you got the MCQ on Sunday still.
Correct. Indy is an easy drive over the morning of.
Yeah. That, like, something close to you, definitely try to get out there for. I had Kansas City flagged, but sadly, Chris is deployed currently, so no point, I would say, really going out to Kansas City.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I've got a cousin that lives there now, but, like, no.
Yeah. I know we have a couple listeners out there, so sorry, guys, but without fellow Snapcast member Chris, I don't see myself going there. But I think that's going to do it for us tonight. Alex, you got anything?
No, I'm good, man.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for listening. Thanks for the patience with the episodes. Definitely be sure to check out our stream, twitch.tv/thesnapcast. You could follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/snapcastmtg, youtube.com/snapcast, @TeamSnapcast for Twitter, as well as Instagram. That's going to do it for us tonight. Y'all have a fantastic evening.
Oh, snap.